Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Wein, a week of blessings?
The blessing of Moshe Rabbeinu, Vizot HaBracha, recited on, read in the synagogue, rather, on Simchat Torah.
It's the only one that's not read on a Shabbat.
And it's usually read and read.
And everyone has,
because everyone wants a piece of the blessing, so everyone has an aliyah to the Torah, and we repeat it over and over again.
And we serve food with it, and drink, and we dance the greatness of the Torah. There's one point, I've mentioned it many times in my speeches in synagogues and in schools. I think an important point. In the blessings that our father Jacob gave to his children, which is the end of the Chumash of Bereshit and Vayechi, so Yaakov Avinu cannot refrain or restrain himself from reminding Reuven, Shimon, and Levi of their misdeeds. He says to Reuven, Pachas Kamayim, you're too fast, and you did something wrong, and you interfered in my personal intimate life. Well, So Reuven, even on his deathbed, he, so to speak, can't overlook it. Mm-hmm. Moshe Rabbeinu suffered all of his life from the tribe of Reuven.
Interesting.
Reuven was Dosan Vaviram. Reuven was Om Ben Peles. Reuven is always, every machlokas in the Jewish people against Moshe, Reuven's got their hand in it. Reuven, the Talmud teaches us, Oile Rosho, Oile Shcheino, woe to the evil person, woe to his neighbor, because his neighbor swept along. So the neighbor here is Shevet Reuven, right? He got swept along with Korach, for instance, in a machlokas for which Reuven had no benefit. And when it comes time to go to the land of Israel, Reuven is the one, oh, I don't want to go to the land of Israel. I want, I got pasture land in Transjordan. It's better for me. And Moshe suffers his whole 40-year career from... And yet Moshe says, Yechi Reuven val yomos v'imasov mispar. Reuven, live and we multiply. Terrific, Reuven. So what's the difference, Yaakov Avinu can't bring himself even at his last moment to...
let it slide.
To let it overlook it. And here Moshe overlooks everything that Reuven did. Moshe also had a long list. And he says, let Reuven live. So I always thought, I know it's a harsh idea, but I think my life experience has shown it to be true. It's the difference between a parent and a teacher. A parent always sees what's missing in a child. You got a 95. If you would have studied, you would have had 100. Right. If you do this, parent is, because we relive our lives through our children. We don't want them to make the same errors that we have made. We're so close to them that sometimes we almost suffocate them. So Yaakov is, he sees the glass half empty. Reuven, you could have been. B'choriato, you're my firstborn. You could have been everything, right? And now look at you, Now you ended up a shul president, right? Moshe sees a teacher. Teacher sees what was accomplished with a child. Child started out, I got him from 70 to 75. Yechi Reuven, well, you almost famous of Mizpah. Terrific, Reuven. Come on, you can do better. We'll help you. And that's a great insight. I saw it in my career when I headed the yeshiva for so many years. The parents used to come with complaints, he doesn't know this, he doesn't know that. I said, he's been here 2 days, he doesn't know it, right? He didn't come in knowing it.
You know, let's give it a little space. Let's see what we can accomplish with it. So I think that's a lesson that all of us have to remember, all of us who are parents certainly, is to realize that wisdom and to really try and see the glass half full. And what can I say? You know, honey catches more flies than vinegar. And that's true with children as well. People don't always respond to what today is popularly called tough love. Mm-hmm. We believe in love. And love has to allow a child to grow. So that's Moshe's blessing. That's really the Zos HaBrocha. This is the great blessing that Moshe gave to the Jewish people. Everybody gives everybody an individual blessing. It's not the same blessing for everybody. And Reuven, you be Reuven, and Levi, you be Levi, and Yehuda, be Yehuda. Everybody should be what they should be. And I see, he says, what can be accomplished and what has been accomplished. So keep it up, and that really is the blessing of the great teacher of Israel to the Jewish people. And I think that that's what makes him Simchas Torah, that great moment of joy, is because of the fact that in the realization that in the Torah there's room for all of us, and that there's room for all of us to improve and to grow greater, and that we should always try and see the glass half full.
Rabbi Wein, I know I speak for all our listeners, and I want to thank you for taking us through this cycle of the Torah. See you at Bereshit.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.